Good afternoon. With high pressure in control, we'll have an opportunity for some more breaks in the clouds leading to a little bit of sunshine today. Otherwise, skies will remain mostly cloudy and temperatures will reach into the lower to mid-40s on average for afternoon highs. Clouds will tend to thicken, though, later in the day as a disturbance pivots through the Mississippi and into the Ohio Valley on its way to the Great Lakes. A round of rain is also moving through the Mid-Atlantic and Tennessee Valley, but I think most of this will dry out and shift off to our west during the evening and overnight hours. Still, we'll push some showers through the region during the overnight period as low temperatures drop back into the 30s. There could be a few spots with temperatures closer to freezing tonight, especially across the higher terrain where we could have some pockets of freezing rain. The precipitation will end before sunrise tomorrow, but we'll still have a lot of clouds to start off the day Saturday. Again, we'll see some breaks of sunshine in the afternoon, and it will be unseasonably mild again with highs in the middle to upper 40s. Cooler air will start to ooze in from the north on Sunday. Still, we'll see high temperatures around 40 under mostly cloudy skies. Things will get rather interesting early next week as a storm system will slowly work its way up the eastern seaboard. Initially, it looked like the temperatures will be just simply too mild to produce anything but rain out of this system, but the latest computer guidance is suggesting that we may tap into some colder air Monday into Tuesday, which could mean that part of the storm could come through as snow, especially across the higher terrain. Right now, we'll go with a mix of rain and snow both Monday and Tuesday with high temperatures in the middle to upper 30s. Clouds will come back into the picture Wednesday after a dry start near 40, and that'll lead to some snow showers with colder weather arriving later next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the south and the western Florida panhandle. Despite considerable uncertainty in convective coverage and mode across the southeast later today into early tomorrow, severe storms are expected to develop across the lower Mississippi Valley and adjacent Gulf coastal areas, with a few tornadoes, large hail, and damaging winds all possible. Localized flash flooding is also a concern, with the torrential downpours expected within these storms. Meanwhile, much of the western states will remain active, wet, and through the weekend, it even will be snowy across the higher terrain. Widespread rain and mountain snow will spread from coastal areas to the interior west, Great Basin, and along the Rockies. Heavy snow will be possible through tomorrow morning from the mountains of California to the southern Rockies. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Miami, Florida, to a low of 8 below zero at Big Piney and Pinedale, both in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with light rain this afternoon, lower 40s, Boston partly sunny, mid-40s, and in Buffalo cloudy with rain and highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 53 set in 2006 and in 1986, and the record low 22 below zero in 1970. Sunrise this morning at 7:20 a.m., sunset this evening 4:53 p.m., 9 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds with breaks of sunshine today and highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and some pockets of freezing rain tonight with lows near 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, clouds with breaks of sunshine today and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with showers tonight and lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds with breaks of sunshine today and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and isolated pockets of freezing rain tonight and lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds with breaks of sunshine today and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with showers tonight and lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds with breaks of sunshine today and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning clouds, then breaks of sunshine, mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy, near 40 on Sunday. Stormy on Monday and Tuesday with cloudy skies, a good chance of rain and or rain and snow. We'll look for temperatures to hold in the middle 30s for highs, increasing clouds near 40 on Wednesday, and mostly cloudy breezy on Thursday with scattered snow showers back into the mid-30s. Have a great weekend for WAMC. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.